friends, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Fort Worth Roots. You can find the Fort Worth Roots podcast on all of your favorite streaming services, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and many more. We also have videos associated with every one of these episodes on YouTube. Just look for Fort Worth Roots. Shout out to one of our newest sponsors, Boulevard Brew, located at 5406 River Oaks Boulevard, 76114. Get all of the favorite drinks that you get at your big chain coffee house at this one awesome, locally owned operation right here in the heart of Fort Worth / River Oaks. Again, that address is 5406 River Oaks Boulevard, 76114. Find them on Instagram as Boulevard Brew. It's under new ownership. They've got a coffee bar, a lounge, baked goods, and you can even throw a little event there if you'd like. So give them a little bit of love, and thank you to our sponsors. Stay tuned to the very end of this episode. We're going to tell you about all of our amazing sponsors. Today's episode, we are calling a quarterly recap, and it's a little bit fly by the pants of our seat. We didn't put a whole lot of planning into this. Called up some local musicians and had a lot of fun with this. Got our co-host here with us, Megan. And, well, you're just going to have to stay tuned to figure it all out. This is episode 190. Thank y'all for being here, and let's start the show.
Get my elbow.
We are going live, and this is our quarterly review, and we are going to talk about things going on in the city of Fort Worth in the month of April, things that are coming up, and we're going to have some guest callers on to tell us about what they have going on in the area, and I'm going to be hooking this up to the Roadcaster so that we can call our first guest today on the Fort Worth Roots podcast. I'm very excited about this. We don't use telephone for recordings very often, but today we're going to do it. How are you doing today, co-host?
I'm doing good. A little tired from our weekend.
It's been busy.
It has been.
You want to kind of recap that while I set up the Bluetooth here?
Sure. So Friday, when Andrew got off of work, we drove down to north side of San Antonio to my sister's house for the weekend to celebrate our birthdays. She had a birthday a few days ago. You have a birthday coming up. I have a birthday, all us April babies. So we went down to hang out with them. We hadn't seen them in a while and celebrate birthdays. We did.
Did you tell them where we went?
Well, I said north of San Antonio.
Yeah.
So yesterday we did a winery with wine tasting for a couple hours, and then we went to get dinner, which was delicious. And we came home, had cake, and everyone was so tired and full, we all just kind of fell asleep.
That was it. A lot of driving, a lot of excellent food. Do you remember the name of the place we went for dinner?
It was Peggy's on the Green.
And we had, what did we have?
You had the Wagyu with some kind of crab meat hollandaise on the top, which was probably the best thing that I've had in a long time.
Would you say better than Lonesome Dove?
I don't know. I think they're pretty close, honestly.
Okay. I'll have to disagree with you. I think the steak was not as good as Lonesome Dove. But, you know, all together, it was a great meal.
Yes.
Definitely worth it. No regrets. None whatsoever.
No regrets.
We got a bunch of people from TikTok joining us. I'll try to read some of your comments off as we do this quarterly review for the Fort Worth Roots podcast. Busy, busy. So we finished out our kickoff for the live music festival. That was at Pouring Glory. We did that. What day was that? It was Saturday, March the 30th, along with PG Southside Street Market. It was a great turnout. Thank you to all of you that came out to see us. We were blown away by the support. So thank you for being there. Our friends watching now on TikTok and the folks listening to our Monday episode. That was The Gray on stage playing for us at Pouring Glory. And God, it's been so much fun. I kept talking about this. I'm going to continue talking about this. It's been so much fun watching Max and his band, The Gray, just excel and get better every single time we see him on stage. It's incredible. So shout out to Max and his whole team. On The Gray, and what a great kickoff for the live music festival.
Yeah, it was great. talk about being blown away, our new speakers and the subwoofer that
from Sonofinity. They brought out a massive subwoofer, and I might try to get him on the phone to kind of talk about the technical side of it. I don't understand it. It looks crazy. It takes three people, four people if you're lucky, to get out of the back of a pickup truck and hook up to our sound system, and the amount of sound we had pumping out of that thing was
it was loud. Intense. It was pretty intense.
And shout out to Sweetwater Sound. They're the ones that told me what to get. I'm not a musician. I asked them. I said, hey, this is what I'm doing. Here's my budget. What can we do?
It was fast shipping too. I mean, you ordered it and
we got here a day early. You want to tell folks? I'll start lining up our guest if you want to start reading off the upcoming. We've got a surprise guest.
Cody Holford from Abilene, Texas.
Are you there, Cody? Oh, here we go.
You got to turn him up.
Hi, Cody.
Hi.
You're on the air live.
Oh, he knows.
I'm on the live?
Yeah, you're on TikTok live. And we've got 60 people listening in on this conversation right now. They can't hear the Cody side, our listeners tomorrow, if you listen to the Monday episode on the Fort Worth Roots podcast, you'll be able to hear them. Where are you at right now? I heard you guys were going down to Terlingua.
We did. We went to Terlingua.
And what?
It was awesome.
What did you learn? Let's talk about that.
People will live anywhere, I swear.
Cody's telling us that what he learned about Terlingua is that people will live anywhere. Look that up on a map if y'all don't know where it's at. Terlingua, Texas.
It was pretty cool.
Cool.
We took we went canoeing down the river in Big Bend. Was kind of the main thing we did. It was guided. Anyways, it was really fun. I enjoyed it.
Good.
The kids complained.
Well, of course.
They're kids. That's what they're going to do.
A lot less screen time in Terlingua. You can't get service anywhere.
Yeah. We have the Wi-Fi at where we stayed, but that's it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Anywhere near it.
Very cool.
You know? Well, it was cool.
I'm glad you had fun, and I having been down there now, I envision something where we take everybody that would like to come with us on a Terlingua trip. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So we'll put call out to people that watch the show, our friends, our musician buddies. Yeah. And we might bring Cody Holford from Abilene, Texas. Maybe.
Yeah.
If he's lucky.
The stars at night were nice.
Oh, God.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone stops and claps.
Deep in the heart, Texas.
It's
one of
amazing.
My favorite parts of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
He's talking on the phone. He says that. He's like, yeah, I'm in Texas. They're like, here, hold on, listen. And he does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how you know for sure,
I love how Texas is depicted in that movie. It's pretty funny.
Well, hey, we might try you at the end of the recording and talk a little more about your Pee Wee Big Adventure. But we've got
we got to get to our
first guest, and you interrupted us, so we're gonna let you go.
I'm so sorry.
Vaya con Dios, señor.
Goodbye.
All right, see you.
Bye. So sorry to interrupt. But yes, the live music festival that we are putting on, we kicked it off, like you said, March 30th. The next event is coming up at the end of April. So April 27th is going to be Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations at Camp Carter. And that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of classic cars, a lot of food vendors.
8,000 people last 2 years.
Yeah. So it'll be a great event to come out if you guys didn't make it to
Speaking of that event, the man that we're going to have on stage, I'm calling him right now. Let's see if we can get Mr. Richard Keller from Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations on the phone. Come on, Richard.
Hello.
Richard Keller, this is Andrew with the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. How are you doing today, sir?
Did I win a contest?
That is the wrong button. Hold on a minute. I can do this. You didn't win shit!
You know what? I have won the respect of my peers, and I think that's worth more than anything monetary.
Ooh, your data points are coming in different than mine.
No shit.
Man, thanks for taking the call. We lined this up a little bit earlier, and I told Richard, I said, we'll give you a call around 5:30, and here it is, 5:52. So,
anyway. Is that around?
All good.
Yeah, I did. I said around half an hour late. So, yeah, everything takes longer than you expect every time.
Well, I'm in the middle of smoking some pork belly. So, yeah.
Nice. What kind of pork did we have this weekend?
Butt.
We had pork butt. You got the belly, we got the other side.
Oh, pork butt's actually like shoulder. It's not their actual butt.
Don't That's ruin this. Part. Don't ruin this for us. This whole time I thought I was eating
hot dogs. You ate like pig anus.
Let's not.
That's the real treat.
Gonna eat that butt.
All right. Well, let's get into it. April 27th out at the YMCA Camp Carter. We are having the River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show for the third year in a row. What are you going to be doing there?
I'm mostly going to be there for moral support. By that, I mean, if you're itching, the burning sensations will be there.
Yes. It's going to be excellent. We are still trying to decide if we're going to haul the stage out there so you guys just have something to stand on. But if not, I've got this big rollout piece of green turf we could use. But we do have a PA system, so that's exciting. And we've got some cords to go along with it on loan from Jeff Zero, who was nice enough to show up with some cords and help get that thing set up. So we might even have Sonofinity out there with one of their subs. They came out to the last event, and it was incredible. So
to bring some earplugs if they come out again, because, man.
We got to make sure we got enough power to run that thing. So I got to do an oil change on the generator and make sure that thing is in tip-top condition, because it's a no-fail mission.
Well, also, just to warn you, there is going to be a wardrobe change for Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations, and as a result, all of our costumes plug in now, so you're going to need a bigger boat. No,
oh boy.
I'm kidding.
I was excited.
That would have been cool.
I don't have the budget for that yet. Yeah. Once I do, you bet your ass, I'm going to be having plug-in costumes. That's going to be a thing.
We should do like one of the evening shows where you take like the glue stick and glow sticks. And like put it on you so you look like you're a little stick man.
Like cut the juice out of it and.
No, they just like put them on their clothes.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's like you like take them on. You look like Tron.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, they make like a flexible. I've seen people do this, and it's like one big long strand, and it does plug into like a battery pack, and they look like stickmen.
You could do it with LEDs.
That's probably what it is. Probably LEDs.
But that sounds like a lot of effort that I'm not willing to put in at this juncture.
Look into it. Look into it.
I might. But we are changing our band lunch, so I'm excited about that. And the sound's going to be a lot different. Not a lot different, but it's going to be leaning more towards the stuff that I've been putting out online. So I'm real excited to bring that stuff out live.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool.
That's excellent. We're looking forward to that. April 27th out at YMCA Camp Carter. It's going to be a huge car show. Lots of fun stuff. They've got canoeing and rappelling, rock wall climbing.
Horseback riding.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. All free to enter, and I think everything I just described is also on the free side, I believe.
Can I ride a horse like during my set?
Yeah, I think you'd have to bring your own horse for that. Probably.
I have a horse.
You do? Like,
I mean, I just want to sit on top of a horse while singing. That's all.
I'll see what I can do. I don't know.
Okay.
I get you one of those little hobby horses, and
you can ride it out to Old Town Road. That'd be awesome. I would love that for you.
I would love to have Little Nas X's costume, but I think that would make my show a lot more fun too.
I don't know if his costume would fit you, bro.
Are you saying I'm robust or rotund? Not as fit as Little Nas X?
I didn't say it. Is that what you're saying, bro? Is that what this is?
A little bit.
So we were driving back from run, what is that, 287?
281.
281. And been on the road for about 3 hours headed towards Weatherford. And I'm like, God, my gut hurts. And I realized that my belt had been on the whole time. I've got like this, it's not like a huge belt buckle, but it's larger than some. And it was like digging into my belly. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go ahead and lose this. So in front of a state trooper, I'm like undressing myself. It could wait no longer. Like once I realized what was hurting me, I'm like, this has to stop now. So.
Yeah, no, I feel that pain. That's I think that's why I got away from country music. It's like I knew I was going to get
do
a beer
the belt
cut.
Buckle.
That was it. It wasn't anything else. Otherwise, I quite enjoy it. But it was the idea of having to wear a belt buckle. And you're like,
yeah.
I'm not going to stop drinking Shiner.
Can't do it.
So.
Well, brother, this event that we're talking about, April 27th out at Camp Carter, that's all the way at the end of the month. You got anything going on in between now and then? Because this episode comes out tomorrow.
Okay, not currently. Show-wise, at least. So that's what's cool is the 27th is going to be our first show back since January.
Right.
And, we usually play about once a month around the Metroplex. So we've kind of taken a break to retool things. And so, yeah, that's going to be our first time back. We are playing, I shouldn't say it because I know you'll cringe, but we are playing in Dallas in May.
How dare you? Of all people, well, you know what this show stands for. Eamon Carter would be rolling in his grave right now.
It would be.
All right. Tell us where it's at. Come on, give us a date. Shameless Dallas
May 17th
plug.
At Adair Saloon.
May 17th?
Yeah.
I kind of talked over you. Adair?
Adair's Saloon, yeah.
Okay. I don't know where that's at. Where is that?
It's Deep Ellum adjacent.
Okay. Okay. And it'd be you and the whole crew?
Yes. It'll be all of us.
Very cool.
And, in the meantime, I'm working with Joe Tacky right now on the next album.
Nice.
We've already got one song done. I think we might be releasing it as a single. It's a banger. It's really, really good. I'm going to have to release it as a single because I'm tired of hiding it from people. It's how much I enjoy it. It's my own music. I'm enjoying my own music. That's how you know it probably doesn't suck.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great. And I'd love for you to come on the show and let us listen to a little bit of that. Maybe play for us on the Fort Worth Roots Podcast studio stage.
Of course. Yeah.
Cool. Let's set that
up. I'd love to.
All right, brother. Well, Megan, you got any questions for Mr. Itchy?
So, do you plan on having any merch, or do you have any to buy currently if they want to support you before the show?
Oh, look at you doing all my promotional work for me. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually will have how I did like the death metal logo shirt kind of as a joke a couple years back?
Yes.
And they sold really well. Well, I'm doing a run, hopefully this week or next. I will definitely have them by the 27th with the Itchy Richie Hot Wheels logo.
Beautiful.
So I'm really excited about that. They're going to be $20 a pop. I think I've got 49. Nice odd number.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, you probably had 50, yeah. But you wanted to give one to somebody, right?
Something like that. I don't know how I ended up with 49. I bet one of my kids took it. That's probably what happened. So I'm going to have some new merch. I'm still going to have Continuous Vaudeville on CD. And if you want to hear any of these things that we speak of, go to itchyrichie.com or on any of the streaming services, it is Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensation.
All right. Perfect. And, it's going to be a busy month. So we might not have any recording time, but I am also kind of considering maybe doing one of those multiple podcast smokers where we bring everybody in and do a quick recording just to give everybody some love. We've been kind of buried lately. We're in the middle of selling a house and moving into a new one, and it's just been
adulting is bullshit, man.
A whole lot of adulting, yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, and y'all need to come over here. I've actually got my studio cleaned up. You've been wanting to come and hang out in mine. So
at the house?
We could do, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I've got it cleaned up for once. So get it while it lasts.
Right. Well, it still looks good. All right, brother. Well, thank you for taking the call. And, if you can think of anybody that's got something coming up, if you'll text them or call them and let them know the podcast hotline number, we'll be doing this for another 30 minutes or so.
Have you talked to Mr. Zero?
I have not yet.
I think he's got a couple of things coming up.
Okay, well, text him and let him know I'm going to call him.
All right, will do.
All right, see ya.
Later, man.
All right, bye. Mr. Richard Keller with Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations. And again, that will be out at Camp Carter YMCA April 27th. Starts at 10 a.m. It is free to the public, and it's such a badass event. There's food trucks and all sorts of activities for the kids. I get this from people all the time. I'll be talking about an event, and I'll say, hey, come on out. And they'll say, well, is there anything for the kids to do? And I'm like, well, no. I mean, it's kid-friendly. There's not going to be anything crazy going on. But we don't have like a petting zoo or anything like that. And they've got all sorts of cool stuff out at this event. So if you're looking for a great time to bring your kids out to something, see live music, and participate in the community, this is it. April 27th, Camp Carter, River Oaks Spring Fest Car Show.
Yeah.
What you got? You sound like you're winding up with something.
Oh, I was just saying, I was going to say I was suggesting some more kid-friendly stuff for our September event. So
yes, you were.
Maybe that will be forthcoming, but
I'm putting you in charge of the kid friendly stuff.
An evil petting zoo.
Maybe probably not recommended, I would think.
There'd have to be probably waivers not. Or something.
Definitely there would have to be waivers, yeah. And then we would probably need to go ahead and decide what country we were moving to afterwards, I would think. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Some of what I wanted to do with this recap is just talk about what we've had going on, because it's just been after another.
Yeah.
But the thing that really, I mean, we were redlining it already, and mm-hmm. the thing that just kind of kicked everything out of tilt was the event that we did. Was that last weekend?
Was that last weekend?
I think it was. Everything's just been so nuts, and I have to.
It was last weekend.
Yeah, we don't know. We had to check the calendar because it's just been insane. But again, great turnout. And I mean, thank you guys so much. Every single one of you that came out and supported the show. We have got an open line right now for anybody that wants to give us a call. The number is 817-988-1292. I put it here in the description for the TikTok video, and it's on Instagram. So if you've got anything going on in the city of Fort Worth right now, this month, in April, we want to hear about it. And I've got some people that we can call, and let's give Max a call. We're just going to start doing this.
Cold call.
It's cold call. Max Cusin is with The Gray, and he actually has no idea I'm calling him.
Hey,
Max, you got a second?
Yeah.
You're live on the Fort Worth Roots podcast, brother. Happy Sunday.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Well, we're doing a quarterly recap for the Fort Worth Roots podcast. Total, no format to this, so it's a little rough around the edges. But we wanted to call you and see if you had anything going on in the month of April, so that we could kind of let people know what venues you're going to be playing at.
Well, I am pretty sure I don't have any shows in April right now. We are kind of, every band that I'm in is kind of taking a little break to write and get some stuff out. But I'm actually at Blackstone Studios finishing up some stuff right now for The Gray.
Did you say Blackstone Studio?
Yes.
Oh, very cool, man. Very cool. Yes. Love that place. I was there, I think, a week or two after they opened. Great little spot.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's wonderful.
Well, are you doing anything that you can talk about as far as upcoming singles or?
Well, yeah. So with The Gray, I'm finishing up a single now, and it'll be released within the next 2 months.
What did you call it?
With The Gray, it's called Just a Guy Named Stan, and it's a pretty big, long, psychedelic prog rock song. It's
very cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We wrote it. It was actually one of the first songs that I wrote for The Gray, and we just haven't gotten around to releasing it. And then I recorded, I think, like 6 or 7 singles with the other band that I'm in, Tiny Giants, and we are going to start releasing those pretty soon. We don't have dates yet. But yeah, we're pretty much every band that I'm in is hunkered down for writing mode. Sadly.
Nice. No, you got to have that, right? I mean, that's one of the big duties that you've got as a musician. You got to put out new content. So that's great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But, I'm just working on new stuff and we have 6 singles coming out for Tiny Giants. And then 1 for The Gray. And then we're going to be back in the studio in the next month or so. And we'll have like 4 or 5 more ready to release. So yeah,
you're a busy man.
We're super excited. Yes, very much so.
Well, Max, people are still talking about how awesome the performance was that you did out there at Pouring Glory for our March 30th kickoff.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun. Of course, anytime.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
Max Cusin Music for my personal page. Okay. The Gray Texas, G-R-A-E.
The Gray TX.
Yes. Excellent. Yes. Is one of the bands. And then Tiny Giants Suck is the name of the other band that I'm in, the Instagram handle at least. And then the Nancys and Gutter Sluts as well, which are those are the names of the Instagrams.
Okay. I didn't know that you were part of the Nancys. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. I joined last summer.
Megan, do you have any questions for Max while we got him on the line?
I do not.
She does not. Okay. Well, Max, thank you for entertaining me and taking this call, brother. Is there anything else you want to tell these folks before we kick you off the line?
Just go support live music and go support these venues.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
They are dwindling, and as musicians, we need them to survive because no one wants to travel all the way up to Dallas when I live in Fort Worth and play a show when we can do it here. So go support live music.
Absolutely. Max, thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bud. Bye.
Bye.
Max Cusin with The Gray. Sorry, technical difficulties. A little bit of a... what do we got here? I am still looking through my phone. Did you ever think of the person that you were trying to
Rich tell us to call? I forget. No, I'm blanking.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Zero.
You know, honestly, I don't know if I have his number in this phone either. Let's take a look. Jeff Zero. Let's give Jeff Zero a call. Jeff Zero in his own personal universe, or is it private universe? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Jeff will definitely answer. Come on, Jeff.
Don't let us down.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Andrew with the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. What's up, brother?
Oh, nothing. Just kind of chilling out.
Cool.
What's up with you?
Cool. We are harassing people by telephone for this week's episode. What we wanted to know is if you got anything going on in the month of April that you'd like to tell people about, or if you know of anything going on in Fort Worth that you'd like to tell people about.
Man, that's a loaded question.
Well, while you're thinking on that, do you have any updates about your progress with projects you're working on?
I think that, Denver and I have been working on demos for some of the Roy Davis's songs. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got about half a record. So I'm trying to decide whether I just want to do like an EP and just start releasing singles, or while we finish up the script, record like professional versions of it. So,
okay.
So I think we have decided where we're going to land is in Roy Davis, true Roy Davis, do-it-yourself fashion. I think we're going to have CD-only copies of the demos that we cut.
Right on. Is Roy Davis there with you today? Is there any chance we could talk to Roy Davis?
You can always talk to Roy Davis. You just have to... it's one of them things. Sometimes you say, there's somebody I'd like to talk to, and then you call them up on the phone. Sometimes I answer, sometimes I don't. And the times I don't, you don't get to talk to them. The times I answer, then you can say, you know what, I was just thinking about you. And how'd you know? Because my phone was ringing. So.
Excellent. I love Roy Davis. I'm a big fan.
Roy, not in an inappropriate report to HR kind of way, but Roy Davis loves you too.
That's so awesome. I wish I had an alter ego. Maybe I should get one.
You should get one. There's such freedom in it. Like, there are times when I'm just feeling like a sheer buffoon, and I just let Roy Davis handle that, and that's what's expected of him. So, you know, I still look good, and he can get to act like a buffoon, and, you know, you've never seen both of us in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just worried that my Fight Club Brad Pitt version, or what was that character's name? Tyler?
I don't remember.
From Fight
Tyler
Club?
Durden.
Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden. I'm afraid my alter ego might just be a raving pervert, so trying to watch out for that.
Well, that would be a good thing, too, because then you'd be easily able to identify when you're being a raging pervert and when you're not.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was the other guy.
It wasn't me.
It was right, that was...
Patricia. Right. All right, brother. Well, is there anything else going on in April?
Nothing official.
Are you going to be able to make it out to the April 27th event at Camp Carter?
I'm going to try.
We got
is that car show with Richie's playing at?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to absolutely try to make it. It just depends on, you know,
adulting,
like I'm like moving my shit carload at a time to Fort Worth into storage so that when the time for the movers come, it's just the big stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't have to worry anyway, blah, blah, blah. So yes, I will do everything that I can unless it happens to be a day where I'm like moving a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Or have a mover or something. I don't know exactly where.
And I owe you a big thank you because you came to the rescue. We needed some audio cords for the new sound system, the new Fort Worth Roots podcast sound system, and we didn't know what we needed. You showed up. You helped us get it all set up and could not have done that without you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh man, you're very welcome. It was nothing. It was bring some cables, you know.
Yeah. And I've got them. They're at the studio. They have not been lost. In shopping for cables and looking at them myself, I realize how expensive those are. So I was like, got to make sure I get these back to him.
Well,
those things are worth gold.
Feel free to borrow or keep them up there as long as you need. They are all spare cables.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. Maybe I'll just end up buying them from you.
Well, then he won't have spare cables.
Then he wouldn't have spares, yeah.
I've still got spares. I can resist anything except those stupid musicians' friend, stupid deal of day emails. I always fucking click on them. So,
what is he talking about? It's
a website, musicians' friend, and you sign up on their newsletter to get the stupid deal of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got some blue, they were Robin's Egg blue, 18-foot, like a weird size, weird color cable.
Yeah.
I got two of them, I think, for $39.
And you're like, ooh, that's rad. I need that.
Right? Well, I mean, because, you know, for that's less than you would pay for one cable.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, whatever overstock, you know, or, you know, sometimes they have microphone cables or microphones or guitars or synthesizers or drum kits or, you know,
sounds like a mailing list I want to be on.
Yeah. Because it includes shipping. Like I got a pair of heavy duty music stands, adjustable, telescopic, really nice. Two of them for $39, including shipping.
Beautiful.
Brand new in the box.
Yeah. Well, and it would save me from ever going to Guitar Center maybe.
They throw guitar cables, they throw microphone cables. You know, it might be, you know, it might be these microphone cables are green, right? And they're like we got a good fucking deal on them because they're fucking green. If you can live with green microphone cables.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a good mailing list to be on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Very cool, brother. All right. Well, if you think of anybody in the next 10 minutes that wants to be on the show and get the word out about an upcoming event, text them this number and let them know we're recording.
All right. We'll do.
All right, brother. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. See you.
All right. Bye. Bye.
That is Jeff Zero. And we did not get his Instagram tag while we were talking to him, but let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Great guy, and like I said, he came to the rescue and provided us with the cables we needed to connect our equipment at last weekend's event. Mm-hmm. That does not seem like last weekend, does it?
It does not.
You can find him on Instagram at Jeff Zero Music, and he is an incredibly talented individual that is getting into a lot of different projects. He's got some really funny videos on here with some of the stuff he's done. And, of course, there's Roy Davis, his alter ego. He's an incredible guy. So I called a few other people, and I also sent out text messages seeing if anybody else would like to be on our recording today. This was a really rough idea, a little bit of a rushed job.
Last minute.
Rushed job.
Yeah. We got home and unloaded the car and was like, oh.
We need to make sure we talk to our people,
yeah,
to our friends. So what better way than a little recap? If you guys are just now checking out the show for the first time or you're not up to date and a longtime listener, let me pull up our roster from the last few months. We've been in and out of all sorts of fun little venues, doing things, and going to shows, and whenever I try to think of one of them that happened recently, I can't.
But if we haven't said it enough, the next event is the River Oak Car Show at Camp Carter on April 27th, starting at 10 a.m. with Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations. We hope that you can come out to that one. It'll be a great time. Hopefully not too hot.
And it's free.
And it's free. Everything's
free. What are you waiting
for? Free, free, free.
And very, very family friendly.
Yes.
So our last recording, you can go back to whatever you're listening to this show on right now. This is episode 190. And you can check out episode 189 if you go back into our catalog. That was the most recent episode, A Smile for a Family. We sat down with the Heart Gallery of North Texas and a bunch of other stellar organizations that are trying to help with foster care and child placement through the adoption services here in North Texas. Things like that are really important. Whenever we get invited to stuff like that, it's an honor.
Yeah.
It's humbling. I can't believe that large organizations doing great work like this would look at their itinerary and go, you know what this needs? It needs a little Fort Worth Roots. So that's a really cool feeling. And we had a great time out there at the Hewlin Mall.
We did. Especially getting the information out. I mean, it's something that we strongly believe in. And you know, a lot of people don't think it's out of reach or think it's out of reach for them. And it's really not. So,
yeah. So able to disprove some bad information and talk about organizations that can help you mm-hmm. on the road to
before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For foster care or for child placement through adoption. Episode 188 we did. It's called A Better Path to Community with Katie Rudd, John Wood, and Casey Smith. We talked a little bit about Casey Smith and the handoff of the very popular 1980s Back to the Future themed bar, McFly's Pub, here in Fort Worth, Texas. Casey Smith had decided to give that responsibility over to somebody else that has more time and more focus to run the bar, while Casey Smith focuses on other projects. And we talked about Econotics, a 501c3 dedicated to promoting sustainable business through research, education, and advising. That is episode 188. Episode 187, KTOS Creative. Now, make sure I say that right because I've been saying it wrong. It is KTOS Creative. That's with Alan Joannis. I'm screwing all that up. Anyway, Alan's a great guy. with an incredible story. And we really appreciate him. He was instrumental in making sure that the last September event had an excellent sound system and took care of us. Local musician David Tribble, excuse me, episode 186 with David Tribble. We did that back in March 3rd and recorded with him live. So you get three songs that he played live for us in the studio in episode 186. And it came out great. I was really excited about that. Episode 185, we were talking all about the upcoming March 30th event. At the time, it was upcoming. If you didn't go, you missed it. But we did that out at Pouring Glory. And this episode, we talked to Maria Castillo and Scott Glover. Maria is the creator of the PG Southside Street Market. And Scott Glover is the owner of Pouring Glory, where we did this at. If you guys have not been out to Pouring Glory in Fort Worth, Texas, they have incredible food. It is a growler refilling station. And for those of you that don't know, you can purchase a growler at PG, or you can bring your own. A growler is, I can't remember how many ounces. I want to say it's like 32 to 40-something ounces. It's basically just a really cool-looking jug that you can wash out, reuse, and that's what we used to do before plastic bottles. So anyway, you take these growlers to your growler refilling station, like Pouring Glory, the best one in Fort Worth, and since he has such an incredible lineup of beers, you can sit there and taste different beers and see which one you want to fill up your growler with, and you might have two or three growlers, and then you can take those back to the house and have fresh beer off tap at your house whenever you want it. So they do that for you, and including really, really kick-ass food. That's why I go there. And a great area for your dogs. They can run around out back for the little dog park area they got. It's just a really cool place here in Fort Worth, and we don't want to lose this place. They've been around for 8 years. They've gone through everything along with us here in the community, the COVID, the shutdowns, and all this stuff, and they made it. And it's one of those really cool places that you don't want to see disappear. So anyway, go check it out, Pouring Glory, and it's located at 1001 Bryan Avenue in Fort Worth, Texas. It's right off of South Main Street, one block north of Rosedale. And we will be doing our last event for the live music festival, the Fort Worth Roots Podcast, out there at Pouring Glory, September 28th. And the flyers that we're handing out say September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to do that a little bit later, making sure that the it's not too hot. Last year, it was too damn hot. Anybody will tell it you was. That. Anybody that was there will tell you that we were all dying. So September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'll do it hopefully in the cooler part of the day. But if it is not, if the weather's not working with us, then we are going to scrap that, and we are going to show up on the following weekend, and that is going to be October 5th. So everybody involved, the musicians, the vendors, everybody, they're going to know that, you know, if 28th doesn't work out, then we're shifting immediately to October 5th. So it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Episode 184, Return of the Mayor. We got Darren Houck and our wonderful co-host Megan on this episode. And Darren is the mayor of River Oaks, Texas, and we love having him on the show. He's not just the mayor. He's also a sponsor of the show, and most importantly, he is a friend of mine. We've been friends since he started the River Oaks Springfest Car Show. So this is, you know, like our two-year anniversary. It's the third time we've done this event, but that means we've known each other for 2 years, right? Yeah, because it's 2024.
Yeah.
I met him in 2022. Mm-hmm. We did the 22, the 23, and the 24, so I've known him for 2 years. It's our friendiversary. 183, we did an episode called The Flooby.
Oh, yeah.
With Keegan McEnroe. It's the first time we'd had him on the show. Richard Keller and Dustin Schneider. We did that one by phone.
Because you had the flu.
You had the flu. B. Right. We had just come back from Orlando Studios. Or is that right?
Universal Studios.
Orlando Universal Studios. Had a great time and just made our rounds, called some friends, kind of like this recap we're doing here today. But I feel like that one had a little more structure to it, right?
Yeah, because I think we had planned that more because we or I at least was laying around for a week.
Yeah, so we planned it out. Episode 182 is when we really talked about our trip, and this was just me and Megan with our Tascam. It's a small handheld recorder. We didn't have all this gear with us, but we made
waiting,
it work.
Yeah, on the border in the airport waiting for our flight terminal. To come home.
Yeah, doing a little recap of our adventures. So that was a lot of fun. And then the last one I'll tell you about was episode 180. And this is the most off-the-wall, ridiculous, fun, stupid episode that we've done so far this year. Episode 180, Quick Trips, A Tale of Two Jareds with Jared and Jared. This was a lot of fun. That's episode 180. So go check that out. And I lied. I want to tell you about this one, too. Episode 179 is titled Funky Town's Paper, Michael Newquest, the director of the Fort Worth Weekly. And I was recapping that this week with a new AI program that I found and chopping that episode up into clips. And it's a great episode. It's just me and Michael who have kind of – we've been acquainted for a couple of years now. And seeing each other out there working and trying to connect the community with businesses and local musicians, just we're kind of doing the same thing. So it was cool to finally sit down with Michael for the first time and just kind of talk about all these little connecting fibers that make Fort Worth what they are. So that's episode 179. We've got a lot more cool stuff planned for you guys this year. Lots of guests lined up that we're still kind of hunting for a date on, but lots of activities, lots of fun stuff, mm-hmm. lots of bands, lots of adulting. And thank you for your patience. Yeah.
Can't do it without y'all.
Yes. Like I said, all these events are free. And we're doing this in an effort to support local businesses and provide our musicians, our local musicians, with an additional stage. So if you can come out to the live music festival, any of these dates, please do. And no charge. But whenever you show up, make sure you take a picture with me so I can put it on our social media and brag about how awesome you are for coming out and supporting us. Did you tell them about the other ones?
No, I didn't make it that far.
Where did you make it?
Only to our next event. Okay. So everything after that.
I'll just read the last ones for you then. In May, we got the Traumatics at McFly's Pub. That's May 25th, 7 p.m. to 10. Jay Bird's at Augie Sunset Cafe and Marina. That's June 29th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's really cool. That's going to be on the lake there at Augie Sunset Cafe and Marina. Late to the Station, we got them at Panther Island Brewing, July 20th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's going to be awesome. It's indoors. They have kick-ass AC. So, yeah, I tried to do these with respect to what was going on temperature-wise in the season. Augie's is on the lake. That's June, but it's undercover with fans and everything. Panther Island Brewing being in July, but also with a really excellent, you know, indoor area, AC. It's going to be great. And then the Spectacle at the Cicada, August 11th, 7 p.m. to 10. And every time I go in there, I got to bring a long sleeve shirt. So it's got some good AC too. And then all bands on stage at Pouring Glory. This is an outside event, September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10. But if the weather's not cooperating, we're going to shift that. So that's it, guys. That's the quarterly review. Mm-hmm. And next time we need to make sure I've got this a little more structured.
Yes.
And we call people and warn them.
To look at, all right, 3 months from now.
We're going to do a quarterly review.
Yes.
Talk about all the stuff.
All the stuff.
And talk to our friends about what's going on that month.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we can reference this recording if we need any help remembering what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being a wonderful co-host.
Of course.
And I had a wonderful weekend.
I had a great weekend.
And I love you very much.
I love you very much.
Oh, who's this? I don't know. Let's check it out. This is the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. You are live. Who are we talking with, caller?
Hi, this is Catherine with Smoke and Bone Barbecue out at Panther Island Brewing.
Yes, that's awesome. Did you see us on Instagram or TikTok?
I did. I saw that y'all are recording right now, so I wanted to tell y'all what some fun stuff we have going on.
That is so cool because we were just about to end the recording. It's perfect timing. Thank you. Okay, tell us again the name of your establishment.
So we're Smoking Bone. We're at the resident food truck out at Panther Island Brewing.
Oh, very cool.
North of downtown, yeah.
Very cool. That's perfect because we've got an event that we're going to be putting on out there at Panther Island Brewing July 20th. So you'll be the food truck out there.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Tell us about what you got at your food truck.
So we did Taste Showdown last month and won this really fun award for best burger. So we are pairing up with Panthers. Wednesday and Thursday nights, we'll have the burger aside and a beer, $10. That's usually a $13 burger just by itself. So we're doing really good price out here. And then we're going to have a burger of the week as well.
Very cool. And what can you give us like an idea of what days and what times we can come by and try some of your food at your food truck?
So we are open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Lunch and dinner on the weekends, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, just dinner. And the burger deal will be all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, which is going to be 5 to close, 5 to 9 or so.
Excellent. And tell us your name again.
My name's Catherine. Me and my husband, Ross, run the food truck over here.
Very cool, Catherine. Thank you so much. And where can people find your information on Instagram?
We are on, at Smokebone BBQ. And at Smokebone BBQ, is that on Instagram and Facebook?
Okay, Smokebone BBQ.
Yes, sir.
Found it.
Okay, we got it. Thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you very much.
Yeah, we'll have to come out and check it out.
Yeah, we will be by to check out your food truck. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see y'all before July.
Okay. Yes. All right, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. That was fun. Can I show the camera? Very cool. Smoking bone. Can y'all see that?
Kind of. A little bit.
All right. Well, that was cool because we were about to hang up. And
yeah. Perfect timing.
In the episode. So I feel like we should stay on now because people are starting to get the message out. But we're not going to. We will let people know in advance. We will put a time on Instagram for this next quarterly review and give people a few days to prepare for it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, too.
It is a good idea.
Okay. All right. Guys, thank y'all so much. I've got some sponsors that I'm going to tell you about here in just a minute. And we will see you next Monday. Thanks, guys. All right, guys, I know that this episode was a little bit clunky, but thank y'all for bearing with us. We're going to plan that one out a little bit better in the future. Let's talk about this event in case you guys missed it. Just real quick, Get You Richie and the Burning Sensations, Camp Carter, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you'll type YMCA Camp Carter into your Google search or your Apple Maps or whatever, it'll pull it up. It's right here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's 300 and something acres. A lot of great fun for the family. Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensations always delivers a great show, and the Fort Worth Roots podcast just got a new sound system. So go check that out. April 27th, free to attend. We'd love to have you out there. Our sponsors, we got some new ones, guys. Boulevard Brew, they're located at, where are they located at? Hold on. Just keep playing the music. We got this. I just had it, I swear. Oh, there's the tab. Come on, Paige. I told you it's a clunky episode. I'm sorry. It was right here. Boulevard Brew, 5406 River Oaks Boulevard, 76114. It's on that main drag in front of the military base here in Fort Worth, Texas. They are on Instagram as Boulevard Brew. They're under new ownership. Our buddy Brad is running this thing like a champ. They have a coffee bar, a lounge in the back with beer on tap, by the way. Music most Fridays, live music. They've got baked goods on demand as you walk into the place. Great local establishment to get coffee, all your favorite drinks that you get at all those other national chains you can get from a local person right here in Fort Worth / River Oaks. You know what I'm talking about. And you can throw a little event here if you want. They're open for anything. So go check that out. Boulevard Brew. And you can hear us adulting still in the background. That's just added ambient awesomeness for you guys. Flurry Fitness is located also actually right in front of the commercial gate for the military base. There's a Target there. There's a Waffle House. And right in between those two, kind of in the same parking lot, is Flurry Fitness. I went in there the other day and did the one-hour workout. And I remember the first time I saw a gym like this, like where you go in and you do boxing, and I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, that seems real effective. I challenge you. I challenge you to do an hour of cardio with these guys. And it's not just standing there punching a bag, but it's a full body workout. And if you don't think it works, just go in there and look at their trainers. They've obviously been working out. And what they do is they go in and they do these Flurry Fitness 1-hour workouts. And, well, the proof is in the pudding. So, anyway, go talk to my buddy Andy over there at Flurry Fitness. And he is offering anybody that hears about Flurry Fitness on the Fort Worth Roots podcast, if you'll go in there and you tell them that you heard about it on the show, during their spring event, they've got some kind of spring sales event going on now. And he didn't give me like an actual termination date for this offer. But if you go in there, tell him you heard about it on the Fort Worth Roots podcast, he's going to give you, he's going to waive all the fees for setup, all the application fees and stuff like that. So go check it out, Flurry Fitness. And do I have them on Instagram? It is Flurry Fitness Fort Worth. Go check it out. Boulevard Brew gave you the address on that. Eaton Data Solutions is another one of our newest sponsors. You can find them online at www.eatondatasolutions.com. We work to have relationships with vendor partners who specialize in different methods of vulnerability detection and management so that we can offer enterprise tools and solutions to small and medium-sized business, small and medium-sized companies. And then in parentheses it says SMB, apostrophe S. I'm not sure what that means. Probably small and medium businesses. We're going to have our buddy Richard on to talk about his company, but he works for a much larger company as his full-time job doing the same thing. But he does this for Fortune 500 companies, the big businesses. And what he does is specialize in data protection for these companies. It's a huge problem. And if you don't know, it's because it hasn't happened to you yet. And that's a big win for you. But it does happen to small and medium-sized businesses where people can hijack the information you have on your phone, on your computer, inside your hard drive, or in the cloud. They take your information, they lock it up, and then they ransom it. They tell you, hey, no big deal. Don't panic. I'm going to give you all your data back, but you're going to pay this fee. And then you pay the fee, and they give you your data back sometimes. But if they do give you your data back and you do pay the fee, there's a really good chance, almost 100% chance, that they're going to come back at you again because they know how you operate. Well, if I do steal their data, they are going to pay me. So I'm going to do it again. Richard with Eaton Data Solutions, been doing this for a long time for these big Fortune 500 companies. But small and medium-sized businesses can't afford what he does at this larger company. So he says, you know what, it's kind of messed up. This can ruin someone's life. So let me provide this service at a reasonable price for small business owners and medium-sized business owners. Again, that is www.eatondatasolutions.com. Go check them out. And thank you to our sponsors. Of course, we've got a few more to tell you about. And guys, if you ever want to talk to us about an event or something going on in Fort Worth, you want to get the word out about anything that's going on in our city, 817-988-1292. And you can leave us a message and we will play that voicemail on the Fort Worth Roots podcast. Cattown Nutrition, located at 5430 River Oaks Boulevard, they offer a healthy alternative to that compulsory fast food craving. You can also load up on your favorite Herbalife products and learn about their fitness groups that they hold on location at Cattown Nutrition. Check them out on Instagram at Cowtown_Nutrition. All businesses that I just listed off, minus maybe Eaton Data Solutions, the ones that are located here on River Oaks Boulevard, they work together. You can see their cards at each other's establishments. They work together to help drive business to one another's locations. And that's another reason that we really love working with these small businesses, because everybody understands that a rising tide lifts all ships. And this is really cool stuff. So you can work out at Boulevard Brew, get a good workout in, and then, wait, I messed this up. Go get a coffee first. Go get a coffee at Boulevard Brew. Then go get your workout at Flurry Fitness. And then, you might not know this, ask your nutritionist. Maybe they know better. But you need to get some protein in you right after a good, powerful workout like that. So then you could go down to Cowtown Nutrition and get yourself a protein shake. Boom. You just supported three local businesses, and you feel great. Megan's trying to ignore me right now. Did you like that? That sound good? Okay. Let's see here. What do we got? What do we got? Pouring Glory. We're always talking about these guys. Talked about them in the episode. They're going to be involved in our live music festival. We just did our kickoff there back in, way back in last weekend. 1001 Bryan Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, just off South Main Street, 935, one block north of Rosedale. PG is a growler refilling station that serves craft beer and award-winning food with live music. Pouring Glory. Go check them out. It is Pouring Glory on all social media, I believe. Woodpost Metalworks. Go to woodpostmetalworks.com. Offer code PODCAST817 to save 10%. They specialize in metal signs with or without LED backlighting, fence and gate repair or installation, light steel fabrication, industrial plasma cutting, and more. Hauk Walker Originals, HaukWalker.com. They offer a huge variety of unique and personalized gifts. Also laser engraving to customize just about anything you can think of. Roofing Solutions by Darren Hauk. They protect the most valuable thing that you probably own, your home. Roofing Solutions, Hauk.com. That's the oven. Something's ready. 817-882-6520. And by mentioning the Fort Worth Roots podcast, they will give you 50% off a roofing tune-up. That's where they get up there and they reseal your pipe jacks and your vent covers. That stuff flakes off during the summer. The sun, the heat, it's hitting it real hard. And it only takes a season or two for that stuff to flake away. And now you get a moisture entry point. Get these guys up there. Have them reseal everything. And while they're up there, they'll take a look, make sure everything's cool. You don't need anything additional. Now, this is not a money grab. They're not trying to trick you. If they get up there and they can't do the work for the cost of a tune-up, they won't touch anything. They'll come on back. They'll say, hey, look, we can't fix this with a roofing tune-up. Would you like us to proceed with just the roofing tune-up and get that done? Or do you want to contact your insurance company? We can walk you through that process and take care of these larger issues. If that is the case, you don't owe them a dime, they'll say thank you and they'll leave. But it's great to at least have that information. Even if you're not ready to do that repair, you need to know that it's happening, because you could have a water leak for months and not even know it. All right, so that's Roofing Solutions, 817-882-6520. Moving right along. Wavy Digital. Find her on Instagram, Wavy Digital. She can take care of all of your social media needs, your photography, showcasing your products or your services, anything that you might need for your social media presence. Gianna Scott at Wavy Digital can take care of that. And she is great at working with musicians and small businesses. Find her on Instagram, WAVV, two V's, Y, Digital, Wavy Digital. And you can contact her through that and see some of the things that she's been working on, some of her projects. And thank you to all of our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors. And you can find them on the Fort Worth Roots Podcast website, www.fortworthroots.com. Go to Trusted Sponsors, hit that drop down, and everybody I just talked about and some people that don't currently advertise with us, they're still up there. So you can click on those and know that you're going to get somebody local, somebody very passionate about what they do, and somebody that at least at some point sponsored the Fort Worth Roots podcast. So, all right, that is it for this week, guys. We will be back with you next Monday, and we are working our tails off to make sure that we bring you live, local, awesome artists, musicians, authors, all sorts of people doing wonderful things inside of our city that enrich our community. So if you have any questions or you need to get a hold of us, our email is media@fortworthroots.com, and if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, I lost that. There's the number, 817-988-1292. All right. Megan's trying really hard not to make noise. It's okay. We're adulting. Thank you, guys, and I'll see you next week.